Before the break, we're speaking with Bryant Dunn of Fly Fish Bhutan and Beyond. And Bryant, before we went to break, we had a little discussion kind of on your latest excursion over there in India. We started talking about a location where you stayed or resided for a few days, somewhere around a tiger path, tiger sanctuary. Give us a little insight what that whole thing was about.
Well, it's really amazing. Of course, you know, the forest cover has become pretty limited in India, with a population of over a billion people. That's not too much of a surprise. But there is a tiger reserve there where they've maintained, you know, the natural forest cover. As a result, you've got the highest density of tigers in the subcontinent in that area.
That sounds like a great place to camp out.
I would take the family. I mean, you got to come see the tigers.
Exactly. And you can see them up close, I found out along this trip. You know, also, as we were driving in a Jeep through that area on some very, very rough roads trying to make it down to the river, we had, you know, what adventure would be really complete without a serious breakdown of your vehicle in the middle of a tiger crossing?
Goodness gracious. So,
good times.
So you got
right
the tigers
there
to deal with. You all get all this stuff going on. But you did get some golden musseer out of that massive river in the Himalayas. Talk about that real quick before we totally do a 180 and head to Thailand.
Yeah, incredible. So we did. We were very lucky to hook into a number of nice golden monsieur over there. And you know, just to set the sort of the visual, you're talking about on the second half of our trip, we were fishing the Western Ramganga River, which is there near the Jim Corbett Tiger Reserve, and in it. And you know, this is an area that has only been fished by a few fishermen over history, and almost none with fly rods. But we were able to hook some great fish. And what an amazing fishing experience as it is over there, fishing to these rivers of about 1,000 CFS, gin clear, full of fish. But each and every day we were having shots with our 8-weights at fish that would reset the IGFA world record for golden monsieur on the fly. Every day we were casting at fish that were 4, 5, 6 feet long. And, you know, We landed some nice fish up to about 3 feet, but it's an amazing fishing experience where every day that you go out, you can sight fish to a new world record. It's so uncommon in the world.
So as if this wasn't enough, you know,
Tiger
Preserve, you then jump on a plane and head for Thailand. It's into the jungle of Thailand, and that, I mean, like a total 180 from where you're at over here on the big rivers of the Himalayas. Let's shift gears a little bit and go to Thailand now and run us through that whole ordeal real quick. I mean, we're talking cobras, elephants, jaguars, you name it down there.
it really is a jungle experience. Yeah, shifting gears for sure. Thailand, if you visualize what is in your mind a true jungle, you know, whether it's the Amazon or almost tropical like Hawaii, southern Thailand is like that. Bamboo and palm trees and very thick, lush, verdant jungle. Hot, humid, rainstorms, leeches, you know, just kind of a gnarly, hardcore fishing experience. So what we did after our second flight, we got off, jumped into a truck, and off we went into the countryside. We were able to hire a longboat, which is about a 30-foot boat. It's only about 5 or 6 feet wide, made out of wood. And the locals there use those as a form of transportation on the lakes and rivers. So spent a couple hours traveling across a reservoir and up towards the mouth of a very small stream. And then we popped off that boat into the mud and started hiking, spent several hours hiking up that stream into very, very remote, dense jungle. Leeches all over us. You know, we can hear the gibbons, which are a type of primate in the trees around us. We know that they're tigers. We know that they're leopards. We know that they're wild buffalo. And what the locals fear the most, which are the wild elephants, because they're very aggressive.
Oh.
And, you know, these are tight quarters, and there's cobras around. And so, you know, if you
this
think
is, this
that
is
way,
fishing, right? We're going fishing?
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah, we're
I'm just checking.
Yep. Orvis just came out with some cobra-proof waders. By
this unbelievable.
Is opening day of monsieur season in Thailand.
Right.
Heading up into the jungle.
Okay.
So you get up in there, you find a wad of these monsieur. It sounded like fly fishing was wonderful there. You're catching monsieur. A bunch of fish, but a little bit smaller. What, the 5 to 10 pound range?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, you're talking about the Tora Puta Tora. That's the golden moss here. But in Thailand, it's the Tora Tambroides. Mm-hmm. And that Tora, that moss here, does tend to be a little smaller, but they do grow up into the 20 pounds range in mid-20s. But yeah, the 5 to 10 pound range is about right. And we were catching there 20 to 30 fish a day. Now, where you're casting big rods with a double haul in India, here you are in very tight jungle quarters fishing very, very small water, sometimes not more than 12 or 15 feet across. You've got overhanging foliage. So you're doing all kinds of casts. No two casts are the same, you know, cross chest casts, off shoulder casts, roll casts, bow and arrow casts, whatever it takes to get your fly in the water.
Bow and arrow cast.
Well, yeah, shooting it out of the brush there,
right?
Yeah. Now you're in the middle of nowhere, and now you got to stay out there in the jungle with cobras and
overnight,
all these crazy critters.
Overnight. Oh, yeah. Overnight in the jungle.
Tell us about the hammocks you slept in, the little hot dog kind of a program you were sleeping in.
The hot dog, the tiger-proof hammocks. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, it's, you know, frankly, it's just not safe. It's just not safe to camp on the ground. You know, with those snakes, all kinds of creepy crawlies. There's a couple of frogs in there that are lethal if you touch them at all. And then leeches, of course, because the locals tell me that the leeches can sense, whether it's vibration or scent, can sense you from about 100 meters away. So, you know, you visualize walking around out there, and every leech within a 100-meter circle of you is slowly inching their way toward you. So you better love fly fishing. But we camped in hammocks that were fully enclosed, and that's really the safest way to try to pull that one off.
So you ever been to elk camp or deer camp where they actually take meat, wrap it in burlap, hang it from a tree? You know, basically with what you got going on out there, wrapping yourself up and hanging in a tree, it just sounds like you're just hanging meat, just waiting for the tiger to come by and chew on you.
Do the words pig in a blanket mean
no
anything
doubt.
To you?
Yeah. That is fishing extreme, Brian. There's no doubt.
Great story, man. It's a killer website, flyfishbutan.net. That's flyfish, B-H-U-T-A-N. I tried a couple different spellings that weren't exactly right, but no, great story. And I tell you what, anytime you want to, you know, post something up on our forums, I'd love to take a look at it and really, really cool experience. I'm envious. This is a fishing adventure of a lifetime. No question about it.
You bet, guys. Thanks so much for having me. And hey, if anyone's coming over my way here, Sun Valley, Idaho, next Wednesday at the community library at 6 o'clock, I'll be doing a slideshow on this last expedition and talking about our future ones that are coming up here next year and the year after.
Yeah, we need to do some work to get you over here to Seattle too, Brian. To do something over here. I know you could pack the house over here, so maybe we'll do some legwork on that for you and get you over here to talk about this big adventure, man.
Very cool. Well, thanks, you guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian. Take care, buddy. That's Bryant Dunn, Sun Valley Outfitters, and flyfishbutan.net.